From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for a few corrections. We reported last week on a case before the Supreme Court. At issue is a 2007 Arizona immigration law that imposes harsh penalties on businesses that knowingly hire illegal workers.
In our report, we repeated something that Justice Stephen Breyer had said while hearing oral arguments. He was talking about the federal database known as E-Verify that allows employers to check the legal status of potential employees.
Well, just as Breyer said, and so did we, that Congress refused to mandate E-Verify because the system is wrong 20% of the time. It turns out that's not quite right. In fact, the latest data show that E-Verify is increasingly accurate. Instead of 20%, its miss rate is now roughly 4%.
I also missed the mark yesterday when I was talking about the deflation of the Metrodome roof in Minneapolis. That happened on Sunday after a big snowfall. The fabric tore under the weight of the snow, and piles of snow cascaded onto the gridiron. Well, in our research, we discovered that a future Minnesota senator, Amy Klobuchar, had written an undergraduate thesis on the history of the Metrodome, and I cited a detail from her thesis. I said that she wrote about a collapse of the Metrodome roof in 1991, similar to Sunday's incident.
Well, we were corrected by someone with some old ties to Senator Klobuchar. Jonathan Wood of Hampton, Maine writes, "Her senior essay was from 1982, I know, because we were classmates, and therefore it couldn't have described a 1991 event. On looking at her book, the collapse she described was in 1981. I can find no record of any 1991 collapse."
That's because there wasn't one, but there was a terrible storm on Halloween that year with a record snowfall, but the dome did not give way. Instead of 1991, I should have said 1981. Please keep your comments and your corrections coming. You can write to us at NPR.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.